British Prime Minister David Cameron is looking to police in the U.S. to help in the recent rioting in London, consulting with former LAPD Chief Bill Bratton as well. He was police commissioner in New York and Boston. The Boston Globe reports that Scotland Yard has been getting advice from the Boston police for years. And the Reverend Jeffrey Brown of Boston's 10-Point Coalition says there is a connection between the cities, that violence is deeply rooted in how people feel like they've been denied in society. But others here in Boston are scratching their heads. Yes, there was the Boston Miracle in the late 90s when intervention by community activists cut a wave of violence and homicides. But there's been an uptick in violence recently. And while most agree there is a connection, you know, they say, with London and the disenfranchised, it's also a bit of apples and oranges. Much of the violence here was retaliatory, gang-related. Perhaps the Brits should be looking to Philadelphia, which has been dealing with flash robs. These are mobs galvanized by social media for rampaging, wilding, vandalizing. And Monday, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter went further.
Let me announce the following. We are also temporarily changing curfew hours in targeted enforcement zones in areas of Center City and University City. If you are under the age of 18 years old, your curfew is now 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
New tough curfew. Let's explain. Joining us, Charles Ramsey, police commissioner in Philadelphia. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you.
And so Mayor Nutter made this, some would say, remarkable mandate, 18 years old, curfew of 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays in the summer. Let's explain why. Traditionally, flash mobs have been sort of a performance art. People,
right.
You know, triggered by Facebook or Twitter, coming out and doing some kind of fun thing. What have you been seeing?
Well, which, by the way, you know, it's unfortunate that the term flash mob is even being used because it had been so positive in the past. But we do have young people who come together via social networking or in some cases just simply text paging one another to gather in a particular area. Now, we can get literally thousands to show up unexpectedly. Most are not there to commit a problem, but there's always a small group whose intention it is to create issues. I mean, we've had them rampage through Macy's department store. We've had assaults on innocent people on the streets. It's quite a problem.
In fact, let's listen. There's a young woman who was in the middle of a flash mob. Here she is speaking.
They were young, like, hey, it's a flash mob, you better run. So we were like, what? Wait, do we have, oh, wow, there's a lot of them. And then just some kid ran out of the crowd, just like this kind of little kid, actually, and just socked my friend in the face. And then that sort of, like, led it, like, is when it all started.
Well, Commissioner Ramsey, you know, there does seem to be puzzlement. Why is this happening?
Well, I mean, I don't know the reasons why, what the motivation is. I just know that it's a crime. We're going to take very strong, very swift action to deal with those people who get involved. Parents need to have better control over their kids, know who they're associating with, know what they're doing, because a lot of these youngsters get caught up in a moment and they get that mob mentality, but then they have to pay the consequences. We just recently had a 19-year-old sentenced for 5 to 20 years for an assault as a result of actions during a flash mob. So this is serious business.
We know in Philadelphia, I think in July, a group of teenagers left in their path, a man with broken teeth and a wired jaw.
Yeah.
That was in Old City. Four other men were assaulted in Center City. Four people arrested in those attacks, including an 11-year-old boy. Now, it's interesting because we remember an 11-year-old was rounded up after the rioting in London. He'd stolen a $60 garbage bin. You know, can you differentiate between young people who might be coming out in Philadelphia because, wow, they really do need something or see the opportunity to get something, and what, you know, violence?
Well, you know, from what I've seen on television looking at London, I mean, you've got looting and those kinds of things involved. We've not had that here. These are attacks on people. And what the motivation is, I have absolutely no idea. Other than the fact that it's causing a tremendous problem and a great concern to us here in the city. Now, the 11-year-old that you referred to was charged with attempted robbery and assault, and he will face charges, criminal charges. I don't quite understand how parents cannot know where an 11-year-old's at.
Are you looking to also charge parents?
Yes, that's part of the strategy. For an example, with a curfew violator, the first time it's a warning. After that, there can be fines associated with it. They're non-criminal, but there are fines up to $300.
Well, just again with Britain in mind, in that case, a young black man was shot by police. There were peaceful protests after that, but then the rioting soon after. And it was mostly, you know, white young people that we saw in the pictures. People are trying to figure out there if this was just young people taking advantage. Maybe there are disenfranchised, angry people who really do feel left out. And we know the jobless rate there is incredibly high in these communities. So, you know, expressions of anger that, you know, maybe need to be corralled, but listened to. What's happening in Philadelphia? Is race involved in this? Is there a class issue here? Is this disenfranchised young people? Are you even getting to look that far?
Well, I haven't been able to look that far, but I'm sure there are a lot of people that are. The bottom line is there's just no excuse for that kind of behavior. And there are some people that will use any excuse at all to act in a criminal way. And I guess what you're seeing in London is a good example. I mean, it may have started over a particular incident that was controversial, but many of those people out there rioting could care less about that incident. They're out there because they're thugs, they're thieves, and they're just taking advantage of the moment. And there's no more to it than that.
But what about people who work with young people who work with violence say it would be a mistake not to try to see what the underlying factors are?
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I'm a police officer. I majored in criminal justice, not sociology. So there's a lot of people that will be figuring the rest of that stuff out. In the meantime, my job is to keep the city safe and to keep people from assaulting one another on the streets and so forth. If they find a solution, God bless them. And if it stops it, that's okay, too. But in the meantime, we are going to take swift action, and I'm out there to coddle them and, you know, I'm not their parent. I'm a police officer, and we will conduct ourselves accordingly.
I remember when Philly was one of the first cities to go wired. Is there any discussion now of shutting down social networks?
No, I don't think that's the solution. I mean, social networks are something that are here. They're here to stay. We take advantage of it. We use it. Do we need to have tough laws in place for people who misuse social networking? Absolutely. You know, but I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And in this case, that's exactly what that would be. You're not going to shut it down. They'll just find some other way of communicating. It's not the method of communication. It's the actions that they're taking that's the problem. And we've got to come down very hard on those people that would do that sort of thing and cause injury to other people. It's a crime. And this isn't something where it's kids play. This isn't Leave It to Beaver type stuff. This is serious business, and we have to treat it as such.
Are you going to track them down through social media as they are in London?
We will do everything possible, and we'll use every means available to track down those individuals who are out there assaulting others on the street. And whether that's through social media, video cameras, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. We will get them.
Charles Ramsey, Philadelphia Police Commissioner, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.